Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day, and your team is back at 500. They have a two-game lead over the Seattle Mariners, who did not play baseball today because of the unhealthy air quality out there. And with all the fires up in California and all the smoke that's in the air, it really was hazardous for the players' health to play baseball games. So that game was canceled. The Astros win. George Springer does what he does. He had a leadoff homer. Jose Urquidy looked like he was lights out, and he almost had a no-hitter until, you know, who broke it up, Brian McTaggart and all that. But anyway, there's so much to talk about. Plus, there was some good news. Jose Altuve did return. Unfortunately, somebody else would leave the game today. So, unfortunately, you're going to have this type of stuff, but the Astros are back in the winning column, and we'll talk about this in a second. Don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya. You can look at Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. You know your favorite place. Just go listen to Locked On Astros podcast and make sure you tell people about us, because we want more and more people listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. So, the Astros are back to 24-24. That's a 500 record. The Mariners did not play today. Their record is 22-26. The Astros still sit six games behind the A's. I think at this point, it's kind of a mute point. There's only, 12 games left in the season. I know that the Astros can go basically on a big winning streak, and then if you get 12 losses by the A's, then you kind of force a tie game or something like that for the division. But at this point, the Astros are looking better at home, and you know that's going to happen. So I'm not going to get too excited about this game. I mean, you won at home, duh. We've seen this before. You've beat the Rangers, duh. We've seen this before. Okay, the thing that we could take away from this game is Jose Altuve came back. And not only did he come back, but he came back and he almost outran George Springer trying to score a run, because it was a single by Bregman, and Springer was trying to wait to see what happened. So he was around third base, just kind of running. Then all of a sudden you see Jose Altuve saying, hey, I'm coming. Go, 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 go. You can just imagine like the old what's happened in Little League games with me in the past, where the kid almost outran the slow kid in front of him. But Springer had that leadoff dinger. This was his 39th of his career, and he is second all-time in Astros history with those. And I believe that he trails Craig Biggio with 53, and Springer has 39. And I believe that he is the fourth highest. He has the fourth most leadoff homers in American League history. That shows how good this guy is. So George Springer, he has hit 11 of those leadoff homers against the Rangers. So that's just impressive. I know Steve Grande put that out earlier on Twitter. So the Astros are back at 500. They beat the Rangers 4-1. Their record at home is 17-6 this year. Here's the problem. They're not going to be playing outside. No, because they're going to be playing over at the where the A's play, Ricky Henderson Field or whatever, if that's the case, if that's the team the Astros end up playing in the wild card round. Because yesterday, I know that Brett and I kind of talked about this, but the players and MLB decided to go ahead and reach an agreement for the 2020 playoff, including the division series, league championship series, and the World Series in neutral site bubbles. So the American League playoffs will begin September 29th. National League will open on September 30th. So this is going to be very similar to what we've seen in, not necessarily with the NBA, because I know they're all in the Disney complex, and so they're kind of all in this little area, but that's not exactly what's going to happen here, but something similar. They're going to kind of quarantine the players in the last 7 games of the season, the last 7 days of the regular season. They're going to start the players on contending teams are going to have to quarantine. And so after all those months of being quarantined, they're going to have to go back in quarantine, and they're going to maybe be able to have their families in there because they've been spending their time with their families. So that's something that the players don't want to do. They don't want to spend all October without their family. So that's something that they're talking about. They're also going to probably have to, I know the 28-man roster will be quarantined, but they're going to have the alternate site open, but at some point, they're going to have to be quarantined, because what baseball is trying to do is they're trying to make sure there's not an outbreak. Let's say, I think they used the Dodgers as an example. They have not had any issues so far this year with the COVID-19. So let's just say that one person on the Dodgers just all of a sudden starts contaminating everybody else. Then that's the number one or one of the best teams in baseball who's not going to be able to participate in the playoffs. So this is something that baseball wants to avoid, because if the Dodgers can't play, then I think they're probably going to shut the whole thing down a little bit. And they want to try to get everything done before the end of October, because that's when they have to start dealing with everything else. And you have to talk about football kind of getting into full gear by then. And so basically, players on contending teams must stay in a hotel beginning September 2nd for AL teams and September 23rd for NL teams. And they must submit their postseason eligible rosters, the 28-man roster, and the 12 taxi squad players by September 20th. So this is all around the corner. This is 5 days away. So the Astros will have to decide who's on the active roster, who's on the taxi squad, and then go ahead and start quarantine all of them. So it's kind of weird that everything's going on. We don't know all the rules right now, but some of the stadiums that we talked about yesterday are going to be used as Minute Maid Park, and they're going to host one of the 2 National League Division Series from October 6th to the 10th. And they'll feature the winners of the 2-7 or 3-6 wildcard series. So, and I believe that Tanner Rome posted this earlier. He said, if the season ended today, it'll be the winners of the Cubs Phillies and the Braves Cardinals. So we'll have to see who that is. And it's not like fans are actually going to be able to go to that game, but it's still cool that you're going to be able to watch baseball at Minute Maid Park. But it's not going to be the Astros. And who cares if the Astros have a 17-6 record at the home this year? They're not going to play any home games during playoffs. And that's the scary part, the how bad they play on the road. And so I think the Astros need to just take care of business after Sunday's game. They're going to go back on the road. And they really just need to go ahead and really figure out how to win on the road, because it's not going to be a walk in the park. You're going to have to win on the road. They're doing this whole neutral site, and thank goodness that the Rangers are not a great team, because they can already say, all right, well, we know the Rangers aren't going to the World Series, so let's use their field as the World Series appearance. And this is the first time, I believe, since 1944 that it's basically be a neutral site. So this is going to be a weird postseason. It's going to be a postseason that we'll remember. And hopefully we'll remember it because the Astros won their 2nd World Series. Hopefully, I'm sure there'll be some type of asterisk put on that. Oh, it was just a shortened season. Oh, blah, 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 blah. We'll have to see about that. You know what? All these people who just complain about everything, I just wonder, are they just really hungry? I mean, maybe they're sitting at a desk and they're like, oh, I don't have anything to eat. I was actually at a school today, not my school, but I was kind of doing an in-service thing, and I was hungry, and I'm like, you know what? I wish I had a Built Bar. A Built Bar would be perfect right now. It's healthy. It's It tastes great. It has great chocolate all over the place. And I really want to try the six new flavors. You have caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. And there's just all the regular flavors. I know that I like the double chocolate. I like the peanut butter as well. And there's just so many stuff. I actually want to try the peanut butter brownie. That sounds really good. But they're covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. And it's great for a health conscious guy or gal. And if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, stop going to that fast food place in the morning and just eat a Built Bar. If you just worked out the gym for 30 minutes and you kind of want to go get some wings, but instead of getting wings, why don't you try a Built Bar? This is just a snack that tastes like, it's like a healthy snack that tastes like a candy bar. So maybe you could kind of trick your brain into it. So cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. So if you want to be like Brett, I know he's not on the show tonight, but he loves those Built Bars. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, so I know I kind of talked about the playoffs earlier, but a big key to the playoffs is Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa has been playing great defense all year. His bat has kind of stayed decent. He's not really hitting for the power you think that he would, but he's also stayed healthy so far this year. And I know he's coming off 2 poor years of where he just couldn't stay healthy, and he just looked like finally he would stay healthy for a whole season. Granted, it's just a shortened season, but today he actually fouled off a ball. And you can just tell by the way he went down. He looked at the dugout and he just took his helmet out. He was like, ouch, this hurts. And Carlos Correa is a tough guy. He's dealt with many injuries, injuries that'll make you cringe. But he knows that something was hurting, and he was just trying to tell a coach, like, yeah, this isn't feeling good. So luckily, he was carted off the field, and Jeremiah Randall and I think Josh Reddick were also kind of helping him off the field. So this is a pretty big deal. Carlos Correa was your shortstop. I know you can just move Alex Bregman over there, but then who are you going to play at third base? Abraham Toro has not been playing great. So everybody was kind of waiting till after the game. Okay, we're going to get the results after the game. And luckily, according to Dusty Baker, the results came back negative. Apparently, it was just a bone bruise. That does not mean it does not hurt. That does not mean he's not going to miss some time. But at least it's nothing broken. Because the last thing we needed with only 12 games left in the season is a broken ankle. So that's some good news after the game. And hopefully we'll get some good news on how Jose Altuve is coming back. And I believe that tomorrow, or I guess today, Justin Verlander will be facing, he'll throw like 3 or 4 innings in a simulated game, and he'll face some actual hitters. I believe that Miles Straw, Abraham Toro, and one other player I saw earlier, they'll be taking turns getting at bats versus Justin Verlander, and he's going to try to simulate 3 to 4 innings, and then that will lead him up to maybe take 5 days off, and then maybe get a start with like 6 or 7 games left in the season, or maybe that final week. So hopefully we'll see him kind of rebound, but Justin Verlander, we really need him. Outside of Jose Urquidy, he pitched really good tonight. He did throw 7 innings, 7 strikeouts. His changeup was great tonight, and it just felt like he wasn't in control. I know that he retired the first 13 hitters, and then he gave up 3 straight hits to score the run, but he just looked like dominant. And this is a guy who missed most of the season because of COVID-19, and he wasn't able to get ready in Mexico because he was quarantined. So this guy has done a great job building himself back up and making him an option for that rotation, because right now we got Zach Greinke. Framber Valdez. Do you trust him in one of the three games in the wild card round? Maybe as a fourth game pitcher. So this is what I think will happen. Hopefully they can do this. Justin Verlander will start game one. Zach Greinke will start game two. And hopefully that's it. Hopefully the Astros just go ahead and knock out the A's or whoever they're going to play in the first two games. But if game three, who do you want out there? We'll have to see how Lance McCullers does today. I mean, he is one of those people who could be really dominating. Maybe he needed to take a little break to hit the IL and just kind of figure out what's going on with him this year. Because, yes, he's coming off Tommy John surgery, and I know that Brett was saying that he probably gets a pass for this year. We'll see what he does next year. But we need a dominant pitcher for game three. And we don't have Charlie Morton. We don't have Garrett Cole anymore. We need somebody to step up. And is that going to be Jose Urquidy? The way he pitched tonight, that's pretty good. I know the Rangers are not a great team, but they still have some power. They still have some power bats. And so overall, it was a great game today. And Alex Bregman had that big two RBI hit. And then you had Martin Maldonado hit another solo homer. Granted, it was in the Crawford boxes and it wasn't very far, but it still looked good. And he had a double in the inning before or a couple innings before or something. So Martin Maldonado looks like he's starting to heat up a little bit, and Kyle Tucker got a hit. And so, and it looks like Brooks Raley is in the circle of trust for Dusty Baker, because in a close game, he brought him in. I know that his ERA is still 5.82, but he's somebody that Baker can trust. And Ryan Pressly, he looked great today. He did give up one hit. He had one strikeout. His ERA is down to 3.63. So I don't think the Astros have as deep a bullpen as they've had in the past. We don't have Will Harris. We don't have, I mean, Brad Peacock's back, but he's not really Brad Peacock yet. And there's just some people in the bullpen that we don't have from the last few years. So the Astros are going to have to patch together something. Maybe Christian Javier, who came in relief the other day and looked pretty good. So maybe he can be one of those multi-arm relievers or multi-inning relievers in the playoffs. So we'll have to see what happens. But this whole playoff thing is just so weird. Just how many games they're going to be playing. Lindsay Adler put this on Tuesday, September 29th. You're going to have basically four wild card games in that day. And then on Wednesday, September 30th, you're going to have the AL wild card again. You're going to have four more of those games. And then you're going to have the NL series start. So there are basically not going to be any travel days. There may be some off days, but there's going to be a lot of baseball going on during the playoffs. And they're doing it on purpose because they want to get this all over with, because just in case there's a second wave of the coronavirus or whatever, they just want to make sure this does not go into November. And I think as baseball fans, we're all glad that to see a playoff system. We'll see how this, as Zach Greinke says, everybody gets in. You get in. You get in. You get in. So we'll have to see how all this goes. And I'm not going to get too excited about this win. You're supposed to beat the Rangers. And sorry, Mariners. And I'm sorry that your game got postponed, because you are technically in a playoff chase right now. But I think that the Astros have a better schedule opposition that they're facing. And I think the Mariners are just not that great a team. So we'll have to see what's going to happen down the road. But the Astros have this is their winning schedule for the rest of the season, or the teams they're playing against. The teams they're playing against have a .382 winning percentage, and the Mariners have a .577 winning percentage. So basically, the Mariners are going to be playing a lot of good teams while the Astros are kind of playing a bunch of bad teams. And they're mostly in the AL West, except for the Diamondbacks, who might as well be in AL West because they're not a very good team this year. So We'll have to see how everything goes. It's great to see George Springer. I believe this was his third leadoff homer in 10 games, and it's just good to see him getting off to a great start. Hopefully Carlos Correa doesn't miss too many games, because I think he's really becoming a leader on this team. And as much as I like George Springer, Carlos Correa is kind of putting his name in the hat to be the one that stays over George Springer. So we'll have to see after the season, and we'll have to see about how Dusty Baker manages during the playoffs, because a lot of people have been very critical of Dusty Baker. And like I talked about on yesterday's podcast, yes, some of it is probably justified, but at the same time, who would have thought all these injuries would be happening to the Astros? The Astros have basically been snake bit all season. I don't know if it's the hangover from the investigation and then the everybody knowing that the Astros cheated. I don't know what the deal is this year, but they need to use the remaining 12 games to just play good baseball, learn how to win, and just focus on what's important. And you've got to put everything else in the back burner. Don't worry about free agency. Don't worry about the next round. Just play it one game at a time and try to play your best baseball. So that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Don't forget to go check out Scott Cullen and the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. I know that a lot of y'all are in your fantasy playoffs because it's a shortened season, so you're probably already in fantasy baseball playoffs. So go check that out, and go check out Locked On MLB, and I will talk to you tomorrow.